Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Friday, the 8th of November. Hope you're all keeping well. Well, we've now concluded a pretty eventful last 2 weeks of major market moving news, concluding with the US presidential election with Donald Trump. Getting the red sweep across the board. We'll have a look at the numbers actually for the House of Representatives. However, that is the political backdrop behind these markets. Now, interestingly enough, we had the Fed last night. Jerome Powell said he wasn't going to step down. He's still got 18 months left on his term. So it's going to be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out between the president and the Fed chair. In addition, we've got euphoric markets going into the election, euphoric markets during the election kind of process, and euphoric markets post-election with this Trump victory. Now, the underlying backdrop to these markets, and what I'll do is I'll just put up the risk warning, because we won't really spend too much time this morning. We've got a bit of a technical issue with the indice markets because they are up at all-time highs and probably only likely to actually tick higher. We've got a strong US economy. We've got really good positive corporate earnings from a very small number of markets. The Russell 2000 is a really good example. 44% of that index are not profitable year on year. So that ordinarily would be a little bit of a concern in terms of the performance, but it's absolutely being dragged by what's perceived as the underlying fundamentals. And it does remain to be seen whether those underlying fundamentals are as strong as the markets are currently perceiving them. However, when we look at price action, we can clearly see markets moving in one particular direction. So we have to really take that into consideration and, you know, try to position ourselves in line with the euphoric momentum that we're seeing. We do have concerns about it, of course. You do want to completely and utterly ignore the bond markets because they're suggesting something very, very different. They're pricing in inflation from Trump-related policies and perhaps the Fed policies as well. There's trouble brewing in the bond markets, but the equity markets are completely ignoring the normal inverted correlation that you would normally see between bond yields and equity prices. So let's just say we've got euphoric market conditions and there's sort of areas of what should be real concern, but there doesn't seem to be. So it's euphoric, it's relentless. And as a result, we need to trade around that particular dynamic. So all profitable traders, let's get into it then. We'll start with what markets should we be trading? You need to have a means in which you can narrow that down. And then we need to determine where we want to enter and exit these markets. We've taken a bit of a dollar strength view post-election that pulled back very, very aggressively yesterday. We still have that dollar strength view of these markets with the policies coming down the tracks. It's kind of hard to see anything else but a dollar strength trade. Now that's in complete contradiction to the equity markets. So we've got this unraveling of kind of normally perceived correlations, which is definitely an interesting dynamic. And we've had this now for a good few weeks. So we address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and patience as well is an important one. Okay, so let's start with Forex Factory. We can start looking at news events now with the view of the Fed cutting rates, but may slow down the rate of cuts if inflation starts to tick higher, and it's not too sure whether that will be the case or not. At the moment, everything is moving nicely at the 2%. It's not really pricing in Trump policies just yet. And there was a complete sort of disregard of the Treasury market. You know, this is just a short-term blip. It's a seven-week rally. That's a short period of time. Not too concerned about that. It's not really influencing any decisions just yet, it seems. So that's the backdrop. We also got a 25 basis point rate cut from the Bank of England, with more on the way. Sorry, we're looking at yesterday, aren't we? November the 7th. So 25 basis point rate cut with very likely more on the way. And it's really the same dynamic for the Fed as things currently stand. He was really quite good at sort of batting away any real concern in lowering rates as long as inflation stays where it is, and the unemployment numbers, well, I suppose the higher unemployment numbers is probably the reason why the Fed are cutting. Otherwise, they'd have zero reason to be cutting rates at the moment. So very, very interesting dynamic that's playing out. So we'll have a look at these equity markets. So I'll show you where they are. So today now we've got just the consumer sentiment and inflation expectations numbers, medium impact. So by far the markets are really looking at these macro dynamics and trading them accordingly. So we obviously had the result on Wednesday, which is this middle candlestick. But as you can see, we started to make the move on Tuesday before we knew who was likely to win. During the election, once it was announced, Donald Trump, clean sweep. We then experienced a really quite surprising rally and continuation yesterday, even through the Fed. So it's upward only. We're seeing that across the board. If you look at the NASDAQ, exactly the same position, been very much driven by a relatively small number of exceptionally performing equities. The Dow Jones rally as well on Wednesday, and it's dragging kind of everything mildly higher. The Nikkei, the DAX. DAX is in the German economy is in a really difficult position, but you wouldn't know that by looking at the German indice, and a bit of a rollover today so far in the CAC, but your bias would be probably further to the upside. So there is this risk on market dynamic without a shadow of a doubt. Just very quickly on, we still broadly have a bearish bias in gold. It's been really quite choppy the last couple of days. So if we get some more confirmation on that, we could certainly look at that trade. So we've had a bit of a pullback over the course of yesterday, and now prices for gold look like they're, you could look at this in two ways. You could look at this as a bit of a high in terms of a downward momentum. Or you could suggest if we roll back above the 2709, where we probably are likely to see gold prices rallying even more. So the last little piece to this jigsaw from our perspective, we've got equities at all-time highs. It's quite hard to buy those all-time highs because you don't really have anywhere to place a stop loss. You'll have a really wide stop on the trade. So we do kind of need some sort of pullback really to be able to get into it. But it doesn't seem to be any kind of, when you have this melt up that we've been seeing for a long time now, and it doesn't seem to be any end in sight, it does make it a difficult dynamic. Yesterday we spent most of the time pulling back in the euro dollar, pulling back quite aggressively. So this is the backdrop really for the pound dollar. It's very choppy. It shows signs of actually rallying to the upside, and then the reversal comes in pretty quickly, and then you reverse back to the upside and vice versa. And it's just up and down, making new lows, making new highs. Really messy backdrop in some of these markets. So strong rally on Wednesday and significant pullback so far yesterday and today. Dollar CAD, Tuesday down, Wednesday up, Thursday down. It looks like Friday's potentially a bit of dollar strength there in some areas. Up and down, new lows, new highs, running into resistance. Yeah, some really, really kind of choppy price action up and down, as you can see, for the New Zealand dollar as well. So the yen strengthening is an interesting trade. Strengthening against the euro. We have some yen strength against the dollar. We've got all these levels of support. It's just not a particularly interesting trade for us. Right, okay, so post this election, our response was we'd get a rally in the dollar, which we did, which was traced yesterday. So short-term rally in the dollar followed by a pretty significant pullback. Bond yields are rallying. They just softened post-FOMC last night. Gold has pulled back. Maybe there'll be opportunities to buy at these slightly lower prices. Sort of rallied a little bit yesterday, but I've pulled back most of that move now today. And the impact on inflation is an interesting one, because the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said that if inflation starts to reemerge, they can slow down the rate of cuts. But, you know, if everything stays as it currently is, then those rates are continuing to drop. That was our reading. So regarding FOMC rates, we thought it'd be probably be a little bit more hawkish. And he has very cleverly left the door open a little bit on that, saying, you know, that they could slow down the rate of cuts if they needed to, if inflation. The problem is, if inflation starts to reemerge, which many are suggesting that's very likely the case due to these Donald Trump policies. But if that happens, then it's not just about slowing down the rate of cut. You know, the Fed would have to consider not just a pause, but perhaps rate hikes if inflation starts to reemerge aggressively, which is on the cards. The market's completely ignoring that at the moment. They're not really pricing in that as a risk of any kind. Far more focused on corporate earnings of a very small number of markets, and the euphoric sort of dynamics of the whole market are probably concerning in many ways, but it is what it is, and there's more capital piling in. So we're seeing, you know, further euphoric sort of market dynamics. Okay, so market summary. Trump wins the election with expected clean sweep in the House and Senate as FOMC approaches. I just want to just get those numbers. Let's see if they're still up. Yeah, okay. So we're still on the verge of potentially, the Democrats are narrowing the gap. There's only 12 difference between the Democrats and the Republicans in the House. The Republicans only need, I think it's 8 more, with quite a few to play for. So you would expect still for the House to turn red as well. As so as the Fed stick to rate cutting path for now. So dollar strength. going to do, I'm just going to put this up here, US. Okay. Okay, so surprising risk on market conditions due to Trump expected red sweep as FOMC seemingly stick to rate cutting path. So yeah, it's either buy the indices, we'd like to get into some sort of pullback if we could, or we look for potential dollar strength again. So there's a couple of opportunities in there. We'll have to look carefully at bond yields and see whether they do continue to rally. And apart from that, keeping our options open, it's going to be interesting to see what sort of day we get after just what seems like a never-ending two-week dynamic of news event after news event after news event, which was always likely to have an impact on FOMC decision making on interest rates. Okay, so look, I'm going to post this trade plan into the chat box. We are not over comfortable with the, with these market dynamics, to be honest. We've always used the phrase markets can remain illogical far longer than you or I can remain solvent. And it feels like we're experiencing one of those illogical backdrops currently. So quite difficult for us traders. There's a lot of sort of choppy price action, certainly in the dollar and the yen and the commodity markets as well. There's a bit more euphoric confidence in equity markets. But it's completely ignoring sort of bond yields rallying as well. And that creates this kind of upside down market dynamic that we keep talking about. So as a result, we can be just conservative in our decision making. And I think that still needs to be the case. So look, I posted that into the chat box. Thanks very much for joining us. We thought the Fed may be a little bit more hawkish than what they were. They're basically sticking to their rate cutting plans, although they'll be watching inflation very, very carefully and these job numbers. All right. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Yeah, and that's where we're at for these markets currently. So let's see if there's any decent opportunities we can really get into now this morning. So on that note, thanks very much for joining us as always. We'll switch rooms now to the European Live Trading Mentorship Room. If you want to join us, you're very welcome. For more information, just go to thelivetrading.com and we'll see you there shortly. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Bye for now.